This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 748.
748.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
What's snapping in?
Well, the breaking news and right now is Max Crosby and the Ravens no longer a thing. It's not, but the Ravens are saying no comment. I have theories. So he's not going to the Ravens. So I think I know where he might be going.
Bears?
Do you think he's going to the Bears?
I don't know if we have any money left.
We have tons of money. We just traded a.
We got. No, we signed so many people. A ton of people. We got like a high end all Pro Bowl linebacker. I think Devin Bush. Tons of other fucking people.
Did we get a center?
Yes, we got a center from somewhere. I forget which team, but yes, we got, he's like a mid-range guy who was roommates and on the same team with Joe Tooney in college, so
okay,
roommates with him. I think we have $10 to $15 million in cap right now. I mean, they could restructure a bunch of contracts, but the interesting thing is now the Raiders have to trade him because they spent all their fucking money to sign all these other guys.
Oh, I didn't know that part. So they're kind of fucked.
They
might have to give him
fucked
away at this point.
Yes. So, and I think it was the Ravens, the Cowboys, the Bears, and there might be a fourth team in there. Cowboys are out because they fucking spent all their money too.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be like, how cheap can you get him from a pick standpoint? It's probably still a first round pick, but you're not getting two firsts for him at this point.
News right now that says it's due to a medical reason.
Well, I mean, they just want out. I think they want to probably sign Hendrickson because he might be a little cheaper, and then they get to keep their two firsts, but they kind of fucked everybody. They've definitely fucked the Raiders in this process. So, I mean, I'd still want them. I don't think meniscus repair is a fucking major surgery. Doesn't no. Seems like a fucking run-of-the-mill kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not. So, let them see the medicals, let the Bears work some magic, and maybe he ends up here. Because there were rumors that we offered two firsts for him also, but our two firsts were lower. Or I mean, like later in the first round than Baltimore's. Yeah. So they took Baltimore's offer. I don't know if that was true or not, but, you know, if you can get them for a first and maybe a third or a fourth, something ridiculous. I mean, you got to take them. Bend them over to the woodshed or whatever that fucking phrase is. Take them to the woodshed.
Take them to the cleaners?
Something like that. You got to take full advantage of the
situation. Take them to Pound Town?
Something like that. Might as well.
Whatever that means.
So, I mean, it's all good. I mean, yeah, the Bears filled a lot of holes. They signed a lot of people. And if you could get him, I'd say why the fuck not?
Yeah.
But it's not like a lot of people are pissed off at the Ravens for backing out.
I bet.
As they should be. Like, it's kind of a bullshit move, so we'll see. Any else on the football front?
No, not yet. It's going to heat up here. Draft is coming, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have more shit to talk about regarding the Bears. This is the best
That's
time
right.
to be. You know, I think for the first time in a long time, the off season is not the best time to be a Bears fan. I quite enjoyed the season last year, and I'm sad we are not in season. So.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, too, it seems like we are a destination that players want to go to now, too.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't been that.
Nope.
So, I mean, we'll see who else comes along. I mean, I thought they did. It's like they had a lot of depth pieces. They didn't sign outside of the linebacker anybody that I'd consider like the fucking elite. But, you know, that's what the draft's for because you can get cheap high-end talent. So
Yeah.
I just don't, again, like to get Max Crosby, you're going to pay him $30 million a year or whatever it is for 3 more years,
It's
something
a
like
lot.
that. Yeah, that is saying you're going all in. Probably should. High risk, high reward. If he's
Hell
fine,
yeah.
he's fine. So, and it, like the other guy, he's not, he was injured half the season too, Hendrickson. So you,
Yep.
like, I'd rather have Crosby. So, let's make it happen. Let's switch over a little UFC 326 recap.
Ugh.
You know, I'll start with this. I don't know what the fuck the UFC team is doing over there. So they use like some weird AI to do like the fight intro, and it didn't even look like Max Holloway and Charles Oliveira. So it was kind
Oh, I
of
missed that
weird.
part. Is it like an animation or what?
Yeah, but no, it was to make them. It was somewhere in between of animation and real, but I think it was more on the real side because you know the AI is not perfect when it's taking real images and trying to put them together. So it looks like they're just trying to save money, so you don't have to have them like, oh, let's get both guys in and shoot this and shoot that and video them facing off, and they just let the AI do it. And it sure as shit looked like Grok because I know when I use Grok and I use the AI. The UFC Octagon logo for UFC 326 was almost exactly the same when I was using it to fuck around with.
Okay.
So it just looks bad. And someone approved that shit. It's just like, fuck it, print
Roll
it.
it in. Do it.
And then also, I heard like some people, the stream went out on them. So they just got black screens.
Oh, my son said that it was like it was fine and then it just died and he had to reboot the TV to get it to work again.
Yeah, like we don't have streaming figured out in 2026.
I don't know.
It's fucking crazy.
Maybe
So
they had a surge for the main event or something.
it could have been because there's gonna be a lot of people watching. But well, what about this main event? Was this a BMF fight? Like,
No, it was
and then
horrible. It was like 20 some minutes of top control by Oliveira. I mean, it was a snooze fest, you know?
yeah.
I think Holloway didn't do much of anything. The blanket, you know, there's just like a smothering offense.
That's not what anybody wants to see. And I know a lot of people were saying, well, if this is a BMF fight, maybe we need to have a special rule set of like,
No grappling.
yeah, no grappling or a handful of takedowns. I'm under the impression of it's stand and bang if it's a BMF because the other ones were pretty much that. Like you're getting wars, and then this one, you just get a guy fucking holding you down. Like, what?
Yeah.
Again, like, what is the point of this fucking sport? It's to finish your opponent, not hug him for fucking 5 rounds, especially in a BMF fight. Like, that's ludicrous. And Max Holloway fucks me up the ass again because I pick him to win. They did the
Okay,
fucking opposite. This
I
motherfucker. Fuck
know
that
what to do
guy.
next time. When you bet on him, I'm gonna bet against him. Bet all. Bet it
I
all.
can't pick him right ever. I go against my intuition and fucking I get fucked. But I wasn't expecting a blanket, so.
No, I don't think anyone really was expecting that.
No, it was unexpected. I was
Yeah.
expecting fireworks. Got nothing. And then we had Cody Garbrandt gets kicked in the nuts so hard he starts yakking in the octagon.
Vomiting, yes.
They bring a fucking bucket out. And eventually say fight on. And he got all of it. I think I have a picture of said kick
Oh.
to the balls. Kicked in the
Oh,
balls.
good Lord. Ouch. Was he wearing a cup?
He went down like he wasn't. I've never seen a guy yak from it. I've felt like I was gonna. I've never
It's
yaked
bad, yeah.
from
I've
it.
had
Yeah.
to have a dry heave for sure,
Yeah, for sure.
but not actually yet.
So, that was the big action for this card. It's kind of a shitty card.
Pretty shitty.
And I don't have anything else for that card.
Me neither.
Let's do a little sponsor action then.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Mud Water. My favorite Mud Water is actually the original starter kit. It's made with cacao and chai, and it's delicious. If you go on their site, you can see kind of what they suggest, and you can make it in this like with ice cubes and make like a cold brew kind of chai mud water thingy. So delicious. And I was struggling with brain fog and feeling groggy in the mornings, and that's where Mud Water comes in. The original blend is a coffee alternative made with cacao, chai, turmeric, and functional mushrooms like lion's mane and reishi. You get a warm, focused boost without that wired buzz or the midday crash that usually tags along with a regular cup of coffee. So whether you're mixing up the original blend or easing into something gentler than your usual brew, Mud Water makes it ridiculously easy to start the day feeling good.
That's right. Now you can grab it at Target and Sprouts
Whoa.
nationwide, making better mornings easier than ever. So every single ingredient, Mud Water products are 100% USDA certified, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. There's also zero sugar and no sweeteners added. So ready to make the switch to cleaner energy? Head to mudwater.com. Grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal. Get up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother when you use code MMA. That's right. Up to 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com.
That's
After your
cool.
purchase, they'll ask how you found them. Please show your support and let them know we sent you.
Heck yeah.
Mudwater. Yeah, right back to the show. What else is snapping in?
Well, let's talk about the big news, the announcement of the UFC White House card, right?
Yes.
So,
The
mixed
Freedom
reactions.
250.
Yeah, the Freedom card. In the main event, we have Ilia Topuria versus Justin Gaethje for the lightweight title. We have Alex Pereira versus Ciryl Gane for the interim heavyweight title. And then you also have Sean O'Malley against Ayman Zabib. And then Michael Chandler's fighting, Mauricio Ruffi, Bull Nickel and Kyle Daukaus are fighting, and Diego Lopez and Steve Garcia. Like, does this sound like the card they promised us?
Ingo has promised like anywhere from 6 to 8 title fights, fucking fights you could never imagine having, like all this
Gonna be
shit.
the best
And
ever.
that's
The best ever.
like, what the fuck? That
This isn't it.
fucking, this is trash. This is like a goddamn Apex card. I like Justin Gaethje. I like that fight. Hopefully it works out for him, but. Where is the Jon Jones? Where is the Conor McGregor? You fucking missed out on Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano. Where is a Nate Diaz? Where's a Nick Diaz? Who is fucking moving the needle here? Like, nobody. Like, my concern is now, and maybe this is part of the reason. And then Dana, well, I'll go back a step because Dana White was saying, Jon Jones was never really considered for this fucking card. And, his hip is broke and he's basically retired from UFC now. And John's like, what the fuck are you talking about? We've been negotiating. So on the spend of this thing, if they're spending 60 million, and I don't know if that
What?
includes the fighter pay or not, but I'm just wondering if they're at like such a penny pinching mode right now that they don't want to fucking pay anybody to fight. So now you have Jon Jones wants to fight. You don't want him to fight because he pay it's too much. You have Conor McGregor begging you to fight. Can't do it. So I'm also wondering, is this like the pay-per-view curse of, well, now we don't have pay-per-views, but now we're not going to see like the best fighters in the sport anymore. Because
think
they're
it
too
could be.
expensive.
Yeah, I think it could be. I think it's kind of crazy that they spend $60 million. It seems like it's all on infrastructure and not on actually putting badass fights on.
Which is the opposite of what it should be. I guess, yeah, you should have the spectacle of it, but we're not paying for the fucking brand. We're paying to see the goddamn fights. And
Right.
you are lacking in fucking fights right now. It's
You needed a
so
John
ridiculous.
Jones, a Diaz brother, a Conor McGregor. You need, who else can you put on there? I don't know. Freaking bring back Brock Lesnar. I don't care. Do something. Like, you know?
It's supposed to blow my mind.
Yeah, this isn't
This
it.
just blows. This is fucking
Yeah.
like this is not
So,
good.
no.
So I think everyone was super hype about this, and now it's not. And then this is kind of ties into more of like all the bad vibes of people talking about the UFC. Just kind of Conor McGregor talking about it. He said, "In this current climate, we're all cattle. I'm just waiting to be fucking wheeled out." Ronda Rousey, she had that press conference with the MVP fights with Gina
Yep.
Carano. She said, this is, I think, prior to that, talking about her card and a double headliner and saying, "This is what happens when you put fighters and fans ahead of shareholders." She's like, "P.S., the UFC's White House card sucks." And then that was a tweet she put out, and then Cyborg replied to that. I kind of like how Ronda woke up and chose violence. I'm like, oh, so even she agrees. And then at the press conference, she said more shit. She was talking about, she said, "Valentina, UFC champion, has to sell pictures of her titties on OnlyFans. These people can't even support their families, they're living at poverty levels." And then I'm thinking, well, maybe that's a good thing because then you do get to see titties and ass on OnlyFans because you're not paying them enough, right? I think it was Paige VanZant was the first to kind of step
Yep.
out of the bounds and do that, and but she fucking made bank. But I think she was also a little bit more successful than some of these other fighters because she was
Yep.
actually on like Dancing with the Stars and was out there a little bit more. And she had one more comment. I gotta find it from the press conference. I think she was shitting on Cyborg, but I think I'll bring that up anyway later. So, what is going on? Because other people are saying this Paramount deal basically killed the UFC because of there's
Yeah.
no incentive to put on good fights,
I
and
think they
all your
have
good
too much
fighters are
capital.
leaving.
Yeah, they have way too much capital now. They're not we were talking about this a couple shows ago, maybe even like all they have to do is put events on. That's it. They just have to have events. It's not like they have to have good events. It doesn't even matter. They make money if they have events because of all the advertising and shit.
Yeah, which is crazy because some of the fights they were like cutting to commercial before the round ended.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing? And then here's another one, Zane Simon. He said, "This is a major hallmark of the current UFC era. The promotion seems to have a large block of elite talent that they do not like working with, do not like promoting, and or do not want in big fights, but whom they absolutely will not let fight anywhere else." So that is true. Like, because they're John Jones, this was the specific thing he was talking about. So Dana said they weren't negotiating. John said they were. And John's like, "Fine, then just fucking release me from my contract.
Yeah.
If you think I'm fucking retired, let me
He
go."
demanded a release. Yep.
Which, like, I wonder from a legal standpoint if Dana is saying he's basically retired. Well, then did you just void his contract?
I think the contracts don't void just because guys retire. They stay
Oh, yeah.
when they unretire. So it's like it keeps going or something. There's crazy ass
Yeah, it's
clauses.
fucking bullshit.
They own you. Jones asked to be released. I don't think he'll get that. So,
No, I mean, look at Randy Couture. I think it took him fucking 2 years to get out of that contract and spent a fuck ton of money. He eventually did, and I think he retained his likeness because, you know, that was part of one of the things. You get my likeness in perpetuity. So I'll be in fucking video games forever, but I got no control of my likeness.
Yeah.
So it's just we're at this weird place now because it I've never seen like the, it's across the board. It's fighters and fans are turning on the UFC.
Yeah.
It's and this also might be because they just signed that boxer to a $15 million deal too. Like, oh, you can pay this fucker $15 million, but you can't pay me. And I'm
Right.
like been like your number one guy forever. And I'm sure
Yeah.
same thing with Connor. You know, he's gonna want, I don't know how much, probably 20 million a fight, if not more. And you have no way of doing a pay-per-view, so you can't absorb that extra cost now
Right.
and say, oh, we'll give you $10 a pay-per-view buy. So I don't know how they do, unless you sell more sponsorship, but I would imagine that's all on Paramount. Like the UFC's not getting a
Yeah, they don't
cut.
have shit to do with it, I would guess.
They're just like, we got 7.7 billion, motherfuckers. We
Yeah.
gotta, we're only gonna spend 5% of that revenue. So it's kind of depressing. But it's also neat because now you have these other pop-ups because we're talking about this Ronda Rousey fight, like Gina Carano. Like, I am way more interested in that than anything UFC is doing right now. This is
Same.
such a fumble by them to not put that on the White House card. So fucking stupid. Because now you have Rousey's bad mouthing them also. Like, well, I thought she was pretty buddy buddy, but she's out there, you know, bad mouthing everybody. And then now Francis Ngannou, like the PFL just got rid of him. I guess they mutually agreed to go their separate ways, and now he's going to be on that Ronda Rousey Gina Carano card, and he's basically fighting some can, but I'm sure he's getting fucking paid bank also. And the weird thing is, he's like calling Jake out during the press conference, like, "I'll beat your ass next, motherfucker! You were offered that fight, you passed, you fucking passed on that. That would have been the easiest money." And then who was it? Anthony Joshua came in and fucking broke his jaw. Like Jake, I think he said he doesn't even want to fight at heavyweight anymore. He's more interested in cruiserweight for boxing
Okay.
because those guys hit too fucking hard. Yeah, no shit. It's a fucking heavyweight. You're not a
They're big and
heavyweight.
powerful. They weigh a lot. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's like a 180, 185er that like juiced up a little to get over 200. So that's crazy. And then even his brother Logan was putting some shit out there saying he wanted to fight an NFL player. He's like, I just want to do 3 minute rounds or something. We'll put 10 ounce gloves on and fucking go at it. And then he just had to back out because the WWE's like, you can't fucking have a boxing match. Like, we can't afford you to get injured. He's like, I'm not gonna in get injured. These pro football players don't know how to box. Like, yeah, we can't take that chance.
Anything can happen, man.
Like,
Anytime.
you might be fighting a 300-pound man.
Yeah, exactly.
One punch, lucky punch, fucking break your jaw like your brother, you know? That's fucking, it's shitball crazy out there, and I don't know where we're headed, but it almost feels like we are back to spectacle. And I think we said that a few weeks ago of, like, what is moving the needle now? It's spectacle, and the
Yeah.
UFC isn't putting it on. Now it's like these other orgs, and if MVP could get a little bit bigger, this other promotion with Jake Paul, maybe there's potential for like a strike force or something. But it doesn't even have to be a league. It can just be these one-off fights, you know?
Yeah, I would pay for that if they just have like a once or twice a year cool fights that we want to see.
Yeah.
Build up to shit, you know, give us some drama, make us get excited about one guy or the other guy, you know?
Yeah, and they're doing it for us on Netflix. So it's
Yep.
actually not even, we don't even have to pay, which is nice. They just have to have the stream work. Because Ronda thinks that her fight against Carano is going to be the biggest fight in MMA, like the most watched one.
No way. I
It
don't think
has the
so.
potential.
You think so? Well, is it over 2 million though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. I'd have to. I don't
It was a
remember.
Conor card. 2 million or like 1.9 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. That's a lot of
Yes.
views. I guess, you know, Netflix has what? 30 million customers or 300 million or whatever.
They
What?
have a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it could be that. But it's almost like baseball, you know, the juiced era. It's like, okay, yeah, I get it. The old model, 2 million was a lot, but now you have these Paramount has how 500 million subscribers or something crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Yeah, I think Paramount might have 200 million. I don't remember what Netflix is. I think Netflix has more.
more than Paramount?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm running everything in the background here as we talk. Like, fuck, Grok is
Brock is
like,
thinking. Yes.
because I first
Go
I want to
Brock.
know most watched fight, and then we need to know Paramount, Netflix, number of subscribers. Yeah, it's pulling up like all sorts of old shit, but it's pulling, it's trying to go through like kickboxing right now. Like
I
I
still
just
think
said,
they have to like
because
do their short thinking, not the deep thinking.
yeah, I always go deep, but it probably would have been better to do short because it's going, oh, this kickboxing fight had fucking 55 million viewers, and it's like, oh wait, he's talking about MMA, not fucking kickboxing. Yeah,
Oh, you
no
can see it
shit.
as it's thinking.
Yeah, it's just like going through here as let's see. So you could kind of see it thinking here
Oh,
and
cool.
like doing all of its. You used to be able to click on it and see like the full thought process. So it's just kind of fucking running in the background. There is the quick answer. I just
I
have
think it's
to.
Conor McGregor versus
Oh, there it is. It's saying Velasquez versus Dos Santos because that was on Fox at 8.8,
Oh, are there?
but it's still going. So we'll let that one run in the background. Yeah, from the pay-per-view standpoint, it is that Conor Khabib, I think.
That's it, yeah.
But from everything, it would have to be one of these fights on one of these offshoots. I'm saying Bob Sapp versus Nogueira and Pride was like 20 million.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. It says Bob Sapp versus Big Nog at Pride Shockwave 2002. The event drew a massive crowd of over 90,000 live attendees. But viewership on cable TV in Japan peaked at nearly 25 million people during that specific fight and dwarfs current UFC pay-per-view events. The highest profile pay-per-view was Khabib versus Conor UFC 229, which was 2.4 million buys, which is probably more also because of all the people fucking streaming it for free. And then also, does a if a bar broadcasts, is that one or do you get all the people in a bar?
I think, yeah, it's got to be one.
Yes. And then the free-to-air broadcast was Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos, Fox 2011, 8.8 million U.S. viewers. So,
That's a good number. So they think they're going to do more than that.
I think so, 100%. I forgot what we were saying. I think we said like 40, 50 million. Plus, you just added Ngannou on the card too,
Oh, good
so
point. Okay, I stand
he'll
corrected.
pull a little
I
man.
stand corrected. You might be
I think
right.
it's
It could be the most.
50.
Yeah.
I will do the. So, what do we want to know? Paramount subscribers and Netflix.
Yeah, I thought Paramount was like 600 million. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong.
Let's kind of get a quick answer here. I'm doing all this. I might click this button. So, I'll probably just cut some of this out so it's a little shorter. Okay. Netflix, 325 million paid subscribers. Paramount, 79 million.
Oh, wow, it's way smaller. Okay.
Yep. But I think they're going to get more now that they're doing that Warner Brothers deal. I think when
That
those
makes
things
sense.
combine, they get like 200 million total.
Okay.
But there's still Netflix is just fucking dwarfing everybody. Wow. Yeah. So if you have 325 million, 20% would be like 64 million.
I mean, yeah, there's no, it doesn't cost extra. You're right. Then maybe they'll stream like 40, 50 million, 60 million. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still saying 50 on the low end. Could be more because Ronda's still got a name. Gina's still out there.
Yeah.
So, What else is happening out there?
Okay, busting out the old school news here. Here's a picture of Ben Askren.
Yes.
Freaking game bread over here doing his. They're having, apparently, so it says, Ben says, I learned last summer that life is short, definitely too short for holding grudges. So when game bread fighter said, Masvidal, he wanted to sit down and break bread. Of course, I took him up on it. Today he came to Wisconsin, sat down, had some dinner, and we chatted it up. Turns out we have more in common than different. Triple fist. Felt great to bury the hatchet and make a new friend. Life is too short to hold grudges. Bury hatches and move on with your life. So glad Jorge was able to come to Wisconsin today. You look happy, both of them.
Yeah, that's cool. It almost looks like a buddy cop movie, or maybe they're gonna do a little remake of a remake of Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Because isn't Masvidal like Mr. Miami? I thought he was out in Florida.
He is. It's so weird, though. You think about this. It's like the way that all went down was so spectacular. It's like, how do you sit across? It'd be hard to. I mean, it just, that would always be there, like some weird thing. Like, remember that time when fucking.
Remember the time when I knocked you the fuck out? Or
Oh,
remember that
yeah, that's
time I
great.
got
I mean,
knocked
you
the
can
fuck
laugh about it and be cool about it, but there's got to be this part of you, like, yeah, that wasn't great. Like.
Nah, I'm not gonna like it. Not one
No,
bit. Either
good.
way, like I wouldn't feel comfortable.
No.
The giver or the receiver in that. It's not a good
Right.
relationship. But maybe these guys can compartmentalize it to like this is what we do. Whatever happens, happens, and then
Yeah, could be.
I don't
They're
know.
crazy. I mean, obviously, so
Yeah.
yeah.
And maybe when you're in a million of those, you get fucking a different mentality of how the world works or what have you. So I saw Merab created his own version of Power Slap, I think, at the Power Slap event.
Okay.
I gotta turn the sound off, but I wish I could have sound on. Turn this little something.
Whoa.
Yeah, Merab making it happen. I probably have to blur a bunch of that. He seems to be popular with that. Because
Yeah.
didn't he do that to the Eileen Perez chick too?
Yes.
I think she was booty shaking. And he's like, can I smack that? Like, okay. Guy's making it happen out there. I got another BJJ fun thing. These things always scare me. I know we saw something similar with a guy doing this with the baseball bats, but here's another one.
Oh no. What's he doing? Oh, geez.
And there goes your femur. That's yeah.
That's crazy.
Ugh, I get so sick when I see that. Are there not splinters?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but damn, two bats.
Like that 100% are that they'll go both your leg bones.
God, no thanks.
Ugh, that makes me sick. What else is happening out there?
Well, I'll keep it standing for this one. Here we go. Here's a little video for you of Conor McGregor doing his thing.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know. Obviously, this is not Conor McGregor. It's like it starts like Conor McGregor, which is funny, and then by the time he gets done, suddenly it doesn't look like Conor McGregor anymore.
It's like someone used a video of a guy and then fucking overlaid Connor,
Yeah.
the AI. You know,
So
the AI is fucking everywhere and I hate it.
it's scary what it can
I don't
do.
like because it's hitting the Twitter feed all the time and now I'm like, is it? I can't tell if it's real or fake, and I just want a filter to like, don't show me any AI shit because I don't
Yeah.
want to be tricked. I don't like being tricked, especially with all the shit we're showing. I don't need fucking weirdo shit showing up. Anyway, what else is going on?
I got a couple videos. So I have this one and then a KO. So here's a little wrestling action from over the weekend. United World Wrestling. What do you call this finishing move? Look at this shit.
I don't
And
know. I've never seen that.
he's gonna take the back. Let's see.
Huh.
One more time. Here he is. He like jumps,
That's
grabs him by
awesome.
the waist, does a left, a right, flips him over. It's like a judo throw type thing. Pretty crazy.
Maybe we'll see that in MMA. Like people hopping over like that.
Yeah.
Fabrizio Verdum threw a fucking flying sidekick into Travis fucking Brown. It worked. Here's my tweet of the week. It's a cool hockey jersey logo. It's the, sorry, Providence Fighting Parms. Dig
Providence
that?
Fighting Parms. Are they like Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, like a chicken parm.
Oh man. That's pretty
That's
cool.
pretty dope. And I have a KO and then knowledge. That's where I'm down to.
Here's what we should do. We should have AI make a fake KO and see what happens.
Oh, then they'll flag us for having AI in a video or something. And they'll be like copyright or something. Shit. That's a good idea. I like it, but they didn't like when I was
Could
doing
you say, like,
stuff.
I want Jon Jones to fight Brock Lesnar and make an AI video of that?
Yeah, you just give them both a picture of it and get write a prompt and it'll do it.
Okay.
I
Massive
might be
problem.
able to do it on a fly in the background
Okay.
here. maybe I'll do that for next show. Here's a
Like some
woman's fight.
bruising on the arm, so a
Dude,
chance.
boy, look at that. Oh, damn.
When you go face down, fucking ass up. And right into knowledge. What you got?
Just been working. Did I do anything interesting? I went to see a play over the weekend. There's this play at by where we are in our near our area at the Paramount called Dear Evan Hansen. Took our teenager to it and she really liked it. I feel like plays have come a long way. Like the musicals now are like very modernized. There's a lot of like technology and shit going down. I was never really a musical guy, but the last couple ones I saw were pretty damn good. I was like, whoa, this is entertaining. And it's like live entertainment, so it's I love live entertainment. So I don't know, go out and see a live show is my take on this. Go see a theater show. Not saying
I've
like,
passed
no,
that
I'm
everywhere.
not going to the theater.
My family loves all that shit. They're always going
Well, they go see like Frozen and shit. This is like a real story, you know? Like it's
yeah, or whatever. I don't know what the last thing they saw. They asked me. I'm like, yeah, I fuck. It was a musical. I'm like, I can't fucking do a play, and I can't definitely can't do a
a lot of
musical.
singing. They're
Yeah,
singing just, you know, when it's
it's
coming to you, you're like, oh,
tough.
here comes the song. There
Tough.
it is.
Oh, let's see what I got. Oh, it's Ladies of MMA Day on the way
Ooh.
out here. So
Okay.
first we'll start with, well, Megan Anderson posting some pictures for you.
Okay.
And then, I don't know if these are current, old, or AI of fucking Gina. I think they're, I want to
Old.
hope they're current.
I don't think so. Her face, she looks way young. It's like some weird
It could
AI
be
thing.
really young then.
Good Lord, though.
And then Joanna and Jacek taking us away.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, that's just the post. Let me just walk into the water, ass out. See, that's not even on OnlyFans. She could be making bank. But again, is that bad or not? I don't know. Pay them well, but not well enough. On that note, we shut down.
Alrighty, well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffiths, thanks for playing.